because for years I learned from Shams.
For the sake of our years of companionship.
Not companionship, sohbat.
Sohbat.
The word is sohbat here. As baraya hatta sohbat salha, because of the way this sohbat carries for me, I have to talk about him. Because that sohbat is the element of transformation. Yes.
For the sake of our years of sohbat, recount one of those sweet ecstasies. That earth and heaven may laugh, that intellect and spirit and eye may increase 100-fold. Do not lay tasks on me, for I have passed away from myself. My apprehensions are blunted, and I know not how to praise.
This is not Persian, it's again Arabic. لا تكلفني فإني في الفناء. He goes to Arabic again because he doesn't want to follow the line of the logic. He's showing you that when the discourse of love comes in, no explanation. I remember my beloved and I start to say something in Arabic to please him. Period. Yes.
Everything that is said by one who has not returned to consciousness, if he constrains himself or boastfully exaggerates, is unseemly. How should I, not a vein of mine is sensible, describe that friend who has no peer? The description of this severance and this heart's blood do thou at present leave over till another time.
Here, something a little bit more bizarre happens. Rumi started a logical thing to take this medicine man to the sick person, okay, and he is describing something. Suddenly, everything goes berserk. He went to Arabic, and he said, now that Shams is here, I have to talk about that Shams. Then suddenly he went Arabic again. Then back to Persian and said, what am I talking about? I don't feel even being conscious here. He's showing you the love, how it is. You see, now that I'm talking about this Shams, every little cell in my body is like a drunk one. How could I describe this? Then he will go again in Arabic and he will try to fight it. He will create suddenly someone in him to oppose this idea. Suddenly he himself, he will say, you know what, this love of me and Shams, how could I show it? This is a very long story. Let's put it aside. We'll talk about that later. Then suddenly he will say, what do you mean later? We're supposed to talk about the heart, right? We're supposed to live up to the moment. Why do you somehow give me the promise of tomorrow? Then he will answer himself. And all this because he knows that maybe inshallah in these classes there will be people that when we arrive to the fifth paragraph, so he says, here he tries to describe love. Let's get it. Then he will let you see the difficulty of this love. How you cannot get it, and how simple it is to understand. It's just like the light of daylight. But it needs a special attention because your brain is not made for this. Your brain is made to look at something and think, what's in it for me? This is what the intelligence is. And when we say, oh, what's in it for you? Pain and responsibility. That's That's what it is for the brain. Because intelligently, when you fall in love, you lose some of these luxuries you have. Mainly, the main one. What is the main luxury of you? Selfishness. Suddenly you admire something out of you. And this is complicated. Let's see the complication and come back to explanation.
He said, "Feed me, for I am hungry, and make haste, for time is a cutting sword. The Sufi is the son of the time. O comrade, it is not the rule of the way to say tomorrow. Are you not indeed a Sufi then? That which is reduced to nothing by postponing the payment. That which is reduced to naught by postponing the payment."
You see, this is a logical, good student here, sitting down and say, "Wait a minute. You said we think about now only. Now you tell me you will know about this later? Isn't it the rule of the path? I hope you will give up this, because later you will realize that the master does not need to explain the things he's doing." But here, he left himself to a place here and say, "Okay, then."
I said to him, "It is better that the secret of the friend should be disguised. Do thou hearken in the contents of the tale. It is better that the lover's secret should be bold in the talk of others."
Remember the advantage of storytelling? I told you that when we are telling the story, we are talking about your problem, but we talk about someone else having the problem, because there you will listen. You won't become defensive and think like that. A lot of those secrets are here. He said, if somebody dares to say, "Why not now?" Okay, we'll talk about it, but not directly, indirectly. First of all, it is more pleasing when you hear it through the story. If not, we have to dissect the human nature, the animal nature of you, which is not very beautiful. And it's better that way. Of course, you shouldn't agree. The logic will not agree. Read the logic.
He said, "Tell it forth openly and nakedly and without unfaithfulness. Do not put me off, O trifler. Lift the veil and speak nakedly, for I do not wear a shirt when I sleep with the adored one."
Isn't this the simple reaction of the logical thought that, okay, no, don't worry about misunderstanding and things like that. Please give it to me. Give it to me the way it is, because I cannot separate myself from this meaning. The answer is?
I said, "If he should become naked in vision, neither will you remain, nor your bosom, nor your waist. Ask your wish, but ask with measure. A blade of straw will not support the mountain. If the sun, by whom this world is illumined, should approach a little, all will be burned. Do not seek trouble and turmoil and bloodshed. Say no more concerning the son of Tabriz. This has no end. Tell of the beginning. Go, relate the conclusion of this tale."
Are you listening carefully? Said, "Wait a minute, there are some of you that when I say love is this and that, they will ask me to give it to them right now, as if you could challenge me. It's impossible to be done, because if I could bring it in, then there is no in or out or whatever. There is no seeking, there is no path. Because love is it. Therefore, from now on, you are not supposed to ask about Shams." And it's so important that he really organized the poetry to make sure that you get it, that you are not supposed to talk about Shams, and he will not talk about Shams. Remember, this is his beloved, this is the guy that he compares him to the God, right? But he says, you shouldn't ask that. Why? If you're thinking about him talking to you and talking about one of his personal problems, then you look a little bit ridiculous. I told you, whatever the story we tell you is the story, is a part of teaching. So he's not talking about his sentiment. He's teaching you something. If it was his feeling, next day he will get rid of this part of it, because he wants to make this book as compact as possible. He knows that for so many years he has to talk about it. And at the end he said, let's start from the beginning. This has no end, because you open the conversation which has no end to it. What was this conversation?